Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want your fast food volleys.
Right.
We want to talk about the things, the odd things that have occurred to you in the name of just trying to get some food fast.
Yeah, there's like a ton of stories.
It's all of a sudden, I don't know what's going on. Have we just become...
Yeah, I think so.
Intolerant of...
Yep.
Like, we get so mad so fast.
Like that.
A Burger King customer throws a violent fit over unwanted tomatoes.
Pick them off. You're not going to taste them.
I will say this.
Oh, no.
You're right about tomatoes. I don't think you'll taste them. But if you put onions on my burger and I ask for it, they leave a stench.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, I'm still not going to lose my crap.
Right.
I can handle a little bit of like, A woman in Michigan was arrested. She had a violent fit. There were tomatoes on her burger. She's a 34-year-old woman. She stormed into the fast food chain, demanded a cash refund after the burger she ordered had tomatoes on it, and she didn't want them. The worker offered her a store credit. Never do that.
I know.
Here's the thing. If I found a bug in my food, don't offer me more food.
Thank you.
I don't want your food anymore. And she didn't find a bug. She found tomatoes, but it's like,
still, just,
we'd be happy to buy you three more Whoppers. I don't want...
Right. Give me my money.
Do you eat tomatoes on a burger?
I don't. Pick them off. I pick all the salad items off my burger.
You don't even eat lettuce?
I'll leave maybe one little leaf on there, but mostly the onions are gone. If they're the big rings.
You eat a salad. Do you eat tomatoes on your salad?
I can eat. No.
On your wedge. Doesn't your wedge. I'm trying to picture you at a steakhouse. Usually it has like cherry tomatoes, blue cheese, whatever nastiness.
You're right.
And bacon. You don't eat any of those tomatoes?
I'll offer my cherry tomatoes to whoever wants my cherry tomatoes. Yeah.
Have you ever tried a burger with all of it on there? Like when we go to In-N-Out, you pick that stuff off?
Yeah, I'll pick up. If it's big, if it's like McDonald's with small diced up onions, I'll leave them. I don't mind that. But if it's the big hoops.
They're out.
I'll take those off and the tomatoes and the lettuce.
So you just want.
Burger.
And cheese.
Yep. And bun. And mayo.
And ketchup.
And mustard. And
pickles. What's ketchup made out of? God, I forget.
Tomatoes.
Oh, there it is.
But it's in a better
form.
It's in
a different form, Slax. I only like my tomatoes pulverized and wounded.
But they add something else in there, sugar. They add sugar in that ketchup.
If I were to buy you a nutritionist to just follow you around for a week, would you accept it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're going to make it happen.
Is she hot?
It's going to be a he.
Why?
Because I need somebody who can manhandle you and try to shove something green in your head.
Okay.
I don't feel like anybody's going to get you to eat. I think if somebody actually followed you with a food diary for 7 straight days, medical science would put you on a pedestal for still being alive.
I think because, dude, the only green I get are the pickles.
That's the only green. You're not exact. Like, literally. Yeah,
that's not good. That's sad.
We're going to get to fast food follies. Okay. Crazy things that have happened. But like.
Yeah.
Like, you don't eat broccoli ever. And when you eat a salad, you only like iceberg, which isn't even remotely green. It's yellow.
But it's the best tasting lettuce.
It's because it's the worst one. I eat vegetables. I eat corn out of a can with extra sugar.
And carrots.
Or
and
peas.
Yes.
It's like the trifecta of the worst things you can.
Yeah.
Anywho, if you happen to be a nutritionist and want us to mention your name 1,000 times.
Follow me or
follow Steve around. You'll last a day. They would last a day with you and they'd be like, no, I can't.
I see that.
Can we do a day where you just, if we can't get a nutritionist, where you just write diary entries like, woke up and ate.
Okay.
What's the first thing you eat in the morning? I swear to God, we're going to get back to fast food follies. What's the first thing you eat in the morning?
When I was on my weight loss program, I would eat all day long. It was usually cottage cheese, hard boiled egg, stuff like that. But
now kill you, by the way.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Yeah, hard boiled egg's not
right?
good. But like, so now that
now
you're not, you
I
just
eat,
don't eat. You skip meals, don't you?
I do. And I wait till I get home at night and eat one big meal. And there's no green vegetables to be found anywhere. It's sad. I know. Anyway.
So I can see you losing your mind at a restaurant when they give you tomatoes. It's like, just give me extra beef. Anyway, she could threw a cookie rack over the counter and a wet floor sign at the cash register people. She took off. They were able to spot her because, you know, fast food restaurants have cameras.
Uh-huh.
She's been arrested on several charges.
Dude, those wet floor propped up signs, they're heavy.
It's like a little baby guillotine.
It is.
It's a little portable, tossable.
She grabbed the right weapon on that
one. So another, this is kind of a Taco Bell sauce, once again. Remember when it saved that dude's life?
It didn't. Okay.
I am going to tell you that I wholeheartedly agree with you, but he still said it did. The guy was caught in the forest and he was like, I slowly sucked down 5 packets of Taco Bell sauce. And it's like, you got no sustenance out of it.
None whatsoever.
No nutritional value. Like, had you not had those 5 packets, you wouldn't have been
exactly
a rotting corpse in your Hyundai. So another guy, man decided to stop and get more hot sauce a few seconds before an elderly man crashed through the front of a Taco Bell and hit the table where he had been sitting.
Whoa.
So he's sitting there. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to get up and get a little more sauce. Guy crashes through right then.
Dang.
The 77-year-old who crashed through the building thought the vehicle was in reverse, and so he hit the gas pedal. Here's my thing. Let's pretend it was in reverse. How fast were you going to back up?
Good point.
I mean, if he hit the building hard enough to crash through it, he had to be gunning it.
Right?
The building suffered significant damage. No one was hurt in the incident. But
if he had never gotten up.
Yeah. If he didn't need a little more of the hot sauce to make that stuff taste better. Let's see. We got a Minnesota woman who got really mad when her Domino's delivery guy showed up without her hot wings.
Yeah. Did she drive all the way down there then? Or
Her and her daughter called in the order. They got the pizza they expected. When they called to check on the rest of the meal, they were told they had to wait about another hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She decided to head down to pick up the wings herself. She brought I think she brought some kind of gun with her.
A loaded 9mm.
Oh, a 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a 9mm. Cops arrived at the home. She said she was justified in doing it because the manager had an attitude.
Okay, whatever.
Minnesota, that seems like that's up by the Dakotas.
Yeah, that's where that's my part of my people.
Your people.
Yes, they're my people.
A Georgia woman was arrested and banned from McDonald's after she got into an argument with an employee over an apple pie. Have I asked you this? Have we discovered this? Their apple pies, they don't make them the way they used to, right? It's just a pie. I think it's like a piece of pie. It's like a wedge, as opposed to.
Oh no!
It's not like the sleeve. Yes,
they needed to have.
I don't
that.
Think they have those. No, dude, people were dying.
Oh, from the heat, from the hot.
Dude, remember the apple when you were young, and your parents would be like, "Let you want an apple or cherry?" And you would like break open that liquid hot magma straight in your mouth.
Oh, but it's so good you couldn't wait for it to cool.
I know you couldn't wait. You're like, and then I started buying the stupid, were they Little Debbies or whatever, the ones you can buy at the store Hostess, and then you nuke them and do the same thing to yourself at home. And they weren't meant to be nuked, so just like blow up all over your microwave. Anyway, she got impatient because it was taking a little while to get her pie. She walked up to the entrance and threatened to punch the manager.
Wow.
They then called the cops and charged her with disorderly conduct.
And she's banned from all McDonald's for the rest
forever
of
forever. Ray Kroc wants her. Ray Kroc's got a sniper rifle.
All right.
So it doesn't have to be violent. It can be anything. But if you've had a fast food folly, we want to talk to you. Ashley?
Yay.
Fast food folly.
Okay. So there's a very popular fast food restaurant by my high school I was in high school. And every time I'd get a burger from there, there would be hair in it every single time.
What? Oh, they didn't like you.
Long hairs or short hairs?
it's weird because it was both. Like one time it'd be long hair and then like I'd go back like a year later and it'd be short hairs. And
what?
It was just disgusting. And I'm like, I don't know where you get short hairs from. That's gross. But yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that every time that is bizarre. Someone must have an in for
They must, they're like, yeah. Unless, no, there's really no other, unless they just don't believe in hair nets or,
right.
I don't know. Did you ever complain or did you eat the burgers? What'd you do with them?
Well, no, like I would like just try it again and then I would find hair and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to stop.
Yeah,
trying.
I was just going to say, maybe at a certain point. You don't go there anymore.
What was the name of that place?
let's not give their cross streets necessarily right about here. Thank you for the call.
It's a very, very popular chain, so there's that.
Gotcha. Here.
All right, thank you. There's a lot of popular chains right now, and the list just came out today, and the first one, one that sells the most is not on the list.
That's true.
I'm just saying. Dana.
Yay.
Fast food follies.
Okay, so we have a local Mexican restaurant that my family orders from regularly. And my dad is just like Steve, like no greens, nothing, plain burrito, sueso, and repeatedly.
Wait, Dana, before you continue, I just need to point something out. I don't know your father. I don't typically get into the ethnicity of humans. But Steve, my illustrious partner, non-vegetable eating partner, is half Hispanic.
I am.
So, this ghetto boy over here, this whiter than white boy, his idea of a taco is a taco shell, ground beef with absolutely nothing but salt in it. And then ketchup.
Yes, a strip of ketchup over the plate.
That's not a great taco. That's not a taco.
It's in a taco shell, so it's a taco.
That's what makes it. Anything in a taco shell is a taco.
Yep.
I put M&M's in there. It's an M&M taco. All right, Dana. So your father is just like Steve.
I like him already. Yes.
So anyway, so we order from them repeatedly. So this time, again, they always get it wrong. There's lettuce in the bean burrito.
Ugh.
I am sitting in my room and I can hear him from the kitchen. So I'm like two rooms away in the living room. And he is like, if you don't bring me another one, beans only, I am going to bomb that place.
Whoa.
And I'm like, I get up, and this is probably like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So the guy was probably laughing on the other line, but it was.
Yeah, you don't make that threat today.
Right?
In today's world, there's helicopters hovering over your house.
Yes.
SWAT team members.
That's this weather cyclone bomb. We don't do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you still order from there? I would say no.
Unfortunately, it closed down, but it was the best little local Mexican.
Did it close down on its own, or was there an unfortunate bombing incident?
To be determined.
Got you. Thank you for the call, Dana. David.
Yo.
You. Fast food follies.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, you know, back in high school, I was working the drive-thru at a place that sells burritos. And anyway, a guy came through the drive-thru, couldn't understand him. He was mumbling. I asked him again what he wanted to order. He was mumbling. My manager said, just have him come forward. He pulls forward, and he was so drunk, he couldn't even pronounce what he wanted.
Oh.
And so I said, sorry, sir, I can't understand you. And, you know, he's like, you effing punk. And he gets out of his truck, reaches through the window and tries to grab me.
Holy
and
God.
I pull on the bar and I lock his arm inside the window.
Nice.
And he's beating the crap out of the window and he cracks the window. And finally, my manager calls the cops and we hold him there with his arm locked inside the window. The cops come. He gets a DUI. And attempted assault on me. And I just remember when they pulled me out there to interview me, he was in the back of the cop car, and he's screaming, all I wanted was a couple burritos. It was hilarious.
Learn to pronounce stuff when you're hammered, dude. Or try Uber Eats.
Dang.
Wow.
Back then, they didn't have that.
Yeah. That's a good one. Thank you for the call, David. What are you doing, man?
Right.
You're drunk.
You're
what are you
idiot.
Doing? Jill?
Yay.
Fast food follies.
My husband and I were at a fast food restaurant. And my husband was eating a chicken sandwich, and he bit into it, and he bit into a mouse.
A mouse.
A mouse. It was in his teeth and everything. He ran out of the restaurant, started puking in the front of the restaurant. I went up to the counter to tell them. They asked us if we wanted another one.
I know, right? That's like,
I'll just have the mouse hold the chicken.
I know. But, you know, we probably had a lawsuit nowadays.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to hold on to it, put it in a bag, call Strong Bull, Arm Guy, get one of those guys.
It was so gross.
Do you still eat at that chain?
No, he won't. He won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it called?
Don't say.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. If it was the one with the buttery pickle bun.
Oh, that's a good. That's a.
I'd have to go back.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.